Hey everybody, it's Kelly and Wade, and we're coming in hot.
Hello.
Well, Wade and I watched some movies. One in particular was an old movie, but I had never seen it. And I'll let you take it.
Yeah, there was, it's actually one of the worst movies ever. But it's actually entertaining because it's so bad.
And then we watched a movie that was one of the best movies of when we were teenagers.
It's a teenage classic of a classic story.
Yes. And then the third was, an addition to a series that we had watched. So,
first things first. The worst movie ever. Which goes by the name of Samurai Cop. Samurai Cop is horrible. And
there's no words.
It's so bad that you have to see it. It's almost like, how is this even, was it even made? And what makes it crazier is I remember it was on HBO in like the early 90s, like sometime in the 90s, and it was like an actual movie.
And I can't believe you watched that as a kid, because there are literally parts in it that are almost like soft porn. No, more than soft porn. I wouldn't let my kids watch that movie.
It was probably not on HBO, it was probably on Cinemax then. Because that would make sense. We did have Cinemax.
They used to call HBO was bad.
Well, they used to call Cinemax Skinemax. Because it was like this. But anyway, we divulge. We go too far. We don't want to get into the details. Yeah, it's not safe for children. Let's put it that way.
No.
Right? However, when the movie kicks off and you see the main character, the first thing that you think is, what's up with his hair?
Yes, he is clearly wearing a woman's wig, probably 40% of the movie. His hair is real in some parts. I believe he may have cut his hair, and then they
had reshoots, and then he had to come back and he had a wig.
Come back with a wig, and the wig is,
it's the worst wig ever.
It's pretty. It's.
Do you know what it reminded me of? I remember.
It's ridiculous.
I'm gonna take it back. My grandmother was a big Boscov fan. So are my parents, which is like, I guess it runs in the family. But I used to go to Boscov's with my grandmother, and I always thought it was funny because you would see the wig. They had a wig section back then.
Oh really?
Yeah, and you would, and I thought it was funny. Because it'd be like, oh, you could take the wig off, whatever. Those wigs were better than the wig he wore in this movie. And they were probably like $7.95 at Boscov's. And it was still better than his wig. And it didn't make any sense. And then
there were a lot of things in that movie that really didn't make any sense.
The editing was horrible. It would just skip. The funniest thing, though, was the lack of consistency with the stunt double compared to the actual actor in the movie. Do you want to get into the guy that there's two of them? There was a van scene.
Oh, okay. It was, spoiler alert. Go ahead. spoiler alert for this movie. It's so horrible.
No, you can know the whole matter. There is no plot. It really doesn't matter. You could watch it at any moment. It really doesn't make a difference. You just have to see it. The thing is, we're talking bad on it, but it's so bad that you have to see it. It's actually like entertaining to watch. So
we watched the whole thing. Like, we couldn't help ourselves. We were like, this is horrible.
You're like,
but
mesmerized
I
with it.
What's gonna happen next?
Yeah, it's crazy. So there's a van chase, and they keep using the same sound loop over and over again.
Oh my god.
Where it's like, there he is, shoot him. And they say it like seven times.
There he is, shoot him. There he is, shoot him. And his face turns a couple times to show him doing it, and then it's a couple times when they're shooting him. It's ridiculous.
So So a guy gets shot and falls out of the back of this van and gets ran over, right, by the main characters.
Who are saying, shoot him.
Who are saying, shoot him. And then when he gets run over, the overall movie was so bad that he reacted to getting run over like about 25 yards after he got run over and started gyrating on the ground in a reverse shot.
So the camera went on him after he flew out the side of the car, and he was having like an epileptic seizure in the back. And it was, oh my god.
And he put blood on his kneecaps for some reason. Like, just his kneecaps.
The worst was the guy that got shot at the end who wouldn't die. He was like,
yeah, people get shot and then they just don't go down. And then they're like whirling around and it makes no sense.
They don't know how to go down. They don't know how to fall. They're kind of like...
They definitely were not stunt people. But speaking of stunt people, complete change of ethnicity of a stunt person.
Oh my gosh, in the middle of the...
In the middle of the
you
scene.
You can't make this up. Mm-mm. When you played that back to me, you were like, look at this. This is not the same guy. I was like, are you serious?
It was like
one guy was like Mexican and like kind of short.
One guy was overtly Mexican, and then they switched to another guy who was like, white, that had like a beard.
Yeah.
And he was a completely different size.
He was the one who got set on fire, but it was the impression that it was the...
It was supposed to be the original guy. And it was so blatantly obvious that it was like, who is that? And you didn't even... And then you're like, but he's wearing the same, quote unquote, the same clothes. And it was... That's how bad it was. They didn't even care.
Every woman in this movie was overly sexualized.
It was an adult film, so...
Yeah, she looked like... Pretty much like a, like he would talk to women like a piece of trash and they would laugh at it. They're like, oh, okay, haha. It was the worst.
It was
just disgusting.
It was really bad.
And when he's in that banana hammock at the end.
Oh yeah, the bathing suits are horrible. I mean, it's just really weird, and it doesn't make any sense. And the guys, like the villains, are horrible.
Our point in sharing this is that if you have a dream about a movie...
If you want to make your own movie...
If you have a vision about a movie, you can make it. Because there are movies like that that are on TV.
It's on Amazon Prime right now. If you guys don't know where to watch it, if you have Amazon Prime, that's where you can watch it. And what makes it even funnier is that there's two versions. One you have to pay for and one that's free. What? Makes no sense.
Just like the whole movie.
And so I suggest, that's honestly, hilarious.
Literally, that's hilarious.
We watched it and we're like, you know, we have to get the word out. It's actually so bad, it's entertaining. You will not feel like you wasted your time from watching this movie. It's actually amazing. It's amazing. So that's Samurai Cop in a nutshell. It's hilariously
amazingly bad. And if you do watch it, call us and let us know where the samurai came in from.
Reach out.
Why did they say the word? Why did they use the word samurai in the name of the movie?
He couldn't even speak Japanese.
He could barely even speak English.
Yeah, he was.
It was
really obnoxiously bad, and in a way that it's like, it's amazing that it actually was made, and
that's why I said it should be an inspiration to all people.
You can do anything.
Yes mm-hmm. You can do anything. Fist bump.
We just did that.
What was the next movie we were gonna talk about? The old movie, that
the old classic.
Yes. So Wade and I were listening to wedding songs because we want to get married in January. Well, December 31st or January.
Mm-hmm.
And we both love the song from Romeo and Juliet by Desiree, also by Beyonce. But
we differ on that. I think Desiree's version is better, but Miss Kelly here is Beyonce super fan number one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both good versions, but we were listening to that, thinking about different songs would be in our wedding. On just listen to the music, and we were like, okay, let's just watch the movie.
Yes.
So we decided to do a throwback to the old Leo DiCaprio, Claire Danes, Romeo and Juliet, based off of the play. And it was a good watch, even revisiting it.
Yeah.
Knowing what happens, it was a good watch.
It was so sad though, but it was good.
It's frustrating to me. It's sad. It's frustratingly sad. Because there's no reason why he shouldn't have looked down at the end of the movie. Like, she was moving, looking at him. Yes. And he just kept staring. What are you looking at, dude?
You're right.
He was looking up into the distance. And it's like, what are you doing? And then she's like all like, you know, I understand that she didn't know what was going on.
He was so upset that he didn't even realize she was doing what she was doing. I think that's he was so upset. But yes, it's frustrating watching that movie and seeing that.
It's like, just look. All right, Romeo must have got hit with a sword or something like that.
Just like when he was in there with Rose on the Titanic. It's like, just hold on.
Get on to the wood piece. You
get
know
on
you can
the
do
wood
it.
Piece. You were.
He has no peripheral vision, and no self-sustaining properties of life. Leonardo DiCaprio in all of his movies does not try to live.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's ridiculous. Like, I mean,
he just
have to go.
When he was in the bear body. What was that movie?
Oh, The Revenant. And then finally when he broke that trope, he got an Oscar. See that? And then I see he won an Oscar for that because he stopped doing that stuff. Get on the wood piece. Look down.
He was on the wood piece. He was doing like gangster movies. He was doing like, there were lots of movies.
He was a punk in Gangs in New York. He got all torn up all the time and then came back around.
Such a good movie.
You know, he's a great actor. Don't get me wrong.
Daniel Day-Lewis is.
He was crying all the time in that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He was in that. He was
so
really good.
But
he was always all
Brad
upset.
Brad Pitt was ridiculous though in that movie.
Yeah, he was really good.
I understand where they. Well, so was he though. He's.
Romeo and Juliet, going back. Mm-hmm. Key scene.
With them in that aquarium. The aquarium?
Yeah, where they were looking through the.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That part.
That's the best part. That was the part for the song.
Over. It's like ridiculous. Like that look that she gives him, like, I am totally in love with you. And he
it's the look
at her
back.
Like, oh crap.
It's
She's
the look back.
At
him
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. It was, oh my gosh. Response.
That was they captured that really really well,
mm-hmm.
and they used all the old
they're
language.
Great actors in that. Claire Danes is an amazing actress, mm-hmm. and we all know Leonardo.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
But it's crazy how you can get so close to those characters, mm-hmm. when they really don't have a lot to say, like between each other. They have their lines and stuff like that. But they're only together for a very short period of time, and somehow the story still works, and you still believe in it. And so that takes all that.
Because sometimes it's not about that. Sometimes you see the right person, you see them right away. Like when I saw you waiting for me when I saw you coming around the corner.
When you saw me come around the corner.
Yes.
Because I parked in the completely wrong area of King of Prussia Mall.
So
and I had to walk like a half a mile.
Actually, for a while, I was like, he stands me up.
I wasn't late.
I was so. Wait, you have been late. You're never.
Are you whispering?
Sorry.
Yeah, nobody heard that.
So, no, you went late.
Yeah.
But when you came around the corner, I remember I was like, that, if you hear that background noise, that would be my 16-year-old son probably playing South Park. That's his new game.
That's a game?
Yes. I got a Microsoft alert that he bought it. I went in last night. That's the game he was showing me.
Okay.
Cartman would beat someone up and he'd be like, just watch. And he'd be like this.
So this is the thing. Entertainment. So we watch movies, right?
I'm like, that's...
And we watch movies.
I don't...
And we, you know, we try to use it for entertainment purposes. You know, kids play games. We watch movies. Good movies, bad movies, old movies.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we also do are TV series.
Ooh.
So, a very interesting series dropped on Netflix last week, and we binged it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it, but for the last, like, episode and a half.
So, if you are a fan of Cobra Kai, and you have not watched season 3 yet, you should turn off your device
right now. Turn off the podcast.
Right,
pause it. Come back.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about it right now. So I have mixed feelings about it. Initially, when I first watched it, I was like, this...
Season 3, right?
Season
or the whole
three.
The whole series.
No. Season 1, I was like, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. It brought me back. I was like, oh my gosh, Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. Johnny's in it, blah, blah.
And that was produced by YouTube Red at the time. Now it's YouTube Premium.
And the director and it was great. Will Smith.
Well, he's a producer.
Producer is Will Smith, and the other producer is Ralph Macchio.
Mm-hmm. Will Smith owns the rights to the Karate Kid. Because he bought the movie to get his son in it when he did the remake.
Shut up.
That's why he's doing this show.
Shut up.
That's what it is. That's why he's a producer on it. He owns the actual movie rights to that.
I didn't know that.
That's why he's a producer.
That is very interesting.
So, remember his kid was the...
I remember.
You know, with Jackie Chan, with Next Miyagi and all that.
His son was amazing in that movie.
I wouldn't go that far with it, but...
Well, okay.
I don't... That's it. That's one of those things. That's where we're different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think...
See, I watched
Jaden Smith has not been good in any
Jaden
movie.
Jaden Smith played in a Netflix series that I absolutely love. And yeah, I loved him in it. It was
Pursuit of Happiness is the only movie I care about him.
That's really good. That movie's really sad, though.
Yeah, outside of that, well, father stuff.
It's true.
That gets me.
What gets me is that it's a true story.
Yeah.
It's like, and it was 30 minutes from where I live right now. Stuff was going on like that 20 years ago.
He was good in that. But we digress. Callback in the first season. Great. Second season gets picked up by Netflix.
Are you talking about
Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, yeah.
Goes a bit off No. It goes way off the rails in the second season at the end with the kid getting all crippled up and the big fight and all that kind of stuff. And
I agree.
Whatnot. And what was up with Robbie's hair in this whole second season? Or he was in the first season too, I guess. I mean, the whole...
No, the third season, his hair is horrible too.
It still looks bad.
Oh, no. I think it looks worse in the third season. And nobody likes Robbie. Nobody does. And it's a shame because I saw him live talking. He seems kind of cool.
Well, that's just the writer's fault.
He was
But
telling
like, every, nobody cares about Robbie.
Well, well
so
that
go,
makes
go
him a good actor.
Three. Okay, so...
Just like Kylo Ren.
So let's go. The guy gets crippled up in the end of the second one. He falls on a beam for a fight that never would have happened in real life. So, honestly, it's not even remotely feasible. However, we go along with it because it is a little extra, and I think that's what makes the magic of the show.
There's something about it that is...
It's almost fake.
I don't know what it is because they throw these little nuggets in there, like... They were in season 3, they went back to Okinawa. They started playing the music that was played on Karate Kid. And I got chills.
That's how season 3 like, brought you in. Those are the best parts.
And even the guy that he fought to the death, that he grabbed his nose.
His name was Chosen.
He was even in it. And he was like cool with Danny. Danny's place is getting sold to Japan.
Did Daniel...
He ran into
hold on.
Girl. Remember the girl that he saved? He ran into her. She hooked him up with something. The girl
did
that
she hook up with Kumiko when he was in Japan?
That's a good question. Because he woke up in the morning. Nobody described... They
were like all of a sudden at a bar
out.
In the morning. They were hanging out at night and then they were in the bar together in the morning.
very shady.
And nobody said anything about it. Mm-mm. I'm just saying.
Nope. No.
You throwing it out there.
Absolutely.
She wasn't with anybody because he asked her
to. She never got married. It's like, you're beautiful and you're great with kids.
She's doing her dance, her bone dance. So then he learns the secret of Miyagi-Do from Chosen, who apparently learned everything from Sato, who was under the same sensei as Miyagi.
They were like karate cousins. Miyagi's dad.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So then all that comes in, and Chosen teaches him, or gives him the scroll about the secret pressure point stuff. And I'm like, that's going to come into play, obviously. But it's like, okay. And then it just goes off the rails again. Literally, everyone in Cobra Kai should be in prison. Children included.
Yes, Tori.
The stuff that they did.
Oh my gosh, that one girl. Is her name Tori?
Yes, I think.
She is psychotic.
I know that she's poor and has an issue, and her mom needs medicine and whatnot.
Daniel's daughter was like, oh my gosh, this chick's gonna kill me. I was like, oh my gosh, this chick's gonna kill her.
But she really would probably kill her because she's insane. And it's like, and then they want you to be like remorseful, like for her. And it's like, no, she needs help. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that you know, we already know that Cobra Kai is messed up. You know what I mean? But like, they need to stop with the karate.
Oh, and get her some help. Another twist that they did in Cobra Kai 3 was they told the backstory of the sensei.
Oh, Kreese?
Kreese. They told the backstory of Kreese.
Which I didn't care about.
Which I actually had to watch. I kind of watched it and then didn't really watch it. And then Wade told me about it and then I had to watch it again. And it still doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would they incorporate that? Okay, he's crazy, but it wasn't really that serious.
It was like essentially what happens is they're going to go, you know, if you guys are listening to this, you've probably already seen it. They're like trying to establish that Kreese is like why he's crazy, or why does he act the way he does from Vietnam. And it's like, yeah. He was in a really crazy situation that honestly would not have occurred like the way that it played out. And then you're like, okay, so that's why Kreese is such a jerk. And I still don't care about Kreese because he's breeding criminals.
We don't care why Kreese is a jerk. We don't care about his backstory. That didn't make us feel empathy. That made us feel like, okay.
He went through a situation and was a jerk.
He's a piece of trash like we thought he was anyway.
And why does he keep... And the thing is, the stuff that he went through in Vietnam with this whole torture thing, it was they were trying to play off of The Deer Hunter, which is another movie that you haven't seen but you have to see. It is pretty heavy. Maybe we can talk about it on the next podcast. It's heavy, but it's an amazing movie. And it's got Robert De Niro and Robert De Niro and a young Christopher Walken.
Oh, wow.
And it's about Vietnam and some of the crazy stuff that they did when they had prisoners of war and stuff like that, which is insane, but the acting is great. It's an interesting movie. They tried to play off of that with his backstory, but did it poorly. And tried to incorporate karate into it, which was out of place. And then it ultimately paid off to nowhere. So, Kreese, you're a jerk. It had nothing to do with kids. You know? I don't know. And then it leads into the next one. So, it's Robbie and Kreese and Johnny and Danny matching up, and we shall see what happens.
Yes, Wade honestly didn't think they were going to make another one, but apparently they are.
It got signed on for a fourth season, so people like it.
And there is something about it, though. I would recommend watching it just for the nostalgia effect.
Like, it's nostalgia.
Like, What's Her Face came back, Danny's...
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue came back. Allie, her mom came back. Danny's mom came back. It was just, it's just, and Johnny is...
He's the best character of the whole series.
Listening to what was going on in his backstory, even like when, what's his name? The Spanish guy that he, Miguel.
Yes.
When he was listening to Daniel Rachmaninoff's story about his perspective on what happened, did you hear all his rebuttal in season 3?
Well, they say that Danny could have been viewed as a bully. He took the guy's girl.
Well, you were kissing his girlfriend. Yeah, his girl. Like, wait, what? And did you see his face? Like, oh, I never looked at it like that.
And that was the whole point of Allie, is calling out that they said that, she said that, I think she said you guys are more similar than whatever, and then they come together and join forces. I do not believe that the original Cobra Kai, like Hawk, that the kid with the lip, and some of the other people, would have flipped the way they did in the series, where they all of a sudden become, essentially they become Daniel's, like people. Okay with Daniel's people. They just pulled a complete 180 with not...
Do you know why he did that? Hawk did that? And this is why I find it believable.
Because he broke the kid's arm? He broke someone's arm. That's assault.
Yes. He went extra. But I think also because the Asian guy came in, who was a bully originally, that messed with him.
So he's like, he's bullying me. Like, I don't want to bully other people.
I don't want to be with this dude who's a bully, and my sensei is cool with that guy. I think that's why he's feeling that way.
And I think that makes sense. I think that's the character element they're going for. You know what I mean? But he broke someone's arm.
That was...
Literally.
He almost watched them do it again. Then he broke.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, jumped up and I'm not gonna break his arm again. And it's like, come on, man. Like, you know, I think that was extreme. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to see where the season 4 goes. They're gonna have to. They're running out of nostalgia because they already hit Karate Kid 1 and 2 strong. So now they got to go into 3, which is why they're gonna bring in Terry, the not Steven Seagal.
That's gonna be crazy.
And Mike Barnes. What does Mike Barnes look like?
Mike Barnes? Who's Mike Barnes?
He was the guy that Daniel was afraid to fight in Karate Kid 3.
AJ from General Hospital?
I don't know that reference.
That's Jason's brother. Oh my gosh. That's AJ.
Okay. Yeah. So he's on soap operas too. Mm-hmm. I think they're both going to come back. And that's going to be the end of their nostalgia. Because they're going to suck the life out of Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. So they're gonna have to create something else with 4. So that, to me, that's gonna make it. I honestly only finished watching the series because I had already vested half of it and I didn't want to watch it because I thought the dialogue was trite and there was way too much talk. But it did keep me watching and it redeemed itself, I feel like, at the end enough that I would suggest it to other people.
I agree. And that is our perspectives on 3 movies.
2 movies, 1 show.
2 movies, 1 show. Cobra Kai, season 1, 2, and 3. And what was the other one?
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. That was so good.
And the best of all, Samurai Cop. We're going to keep more reviews coming. You know, on this podcast, and you know, we're just people sitting back trying to watch something entertaining, but also give you a little bit of perspective and some flavor. So, more to come for sure. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Good night.